Now we open our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and I'll read a few verses there, familiar to all of you, I am sure, starting with verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take ye, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Now, we had split classes on Sunday, and it was most interesting that when Daryl spoke to the men, that he talked about being prepared as we come. And I made the comment there in the class, because we had an open discussion, it's, yes, we need to be prepared by looking into the Word of God and praying daily, but we don't come prepared to give a message. We don't come prepared to give a sermon. We come prepared in our hearts that we might be there to remember him. And so that thought was on my mind for the last few days. And so again, something that I spoke about before, I'm going to speak about again, is what to remember. When I was a teenager, I was a little confused when I came to the Lord's Supper. I wanted to break bread and take of the cup because I knew that's what the Lord wanted me to do. And so I was received into fellowship. But I wasn't quite sure when you got there, what did you do? And sometimes I wasn't sure what the men were doing when they were bowing their heads and saying nothing. And I was a little confused about that, too, but I understood that they weren't sleeping, but they were thinking and meditating, or at least that's what I determined that some of them were doing. And what we need to do is when we come, we are coming to a remembrance service. Now, that is the key thing, is remember. And we might... if the Lord leads the brethren, you may bring up something that you were looking at in the scriptures during the week, or you may not. It might be 4 weeks or 5 weeks ago that you might bring up something that the Spirit of God will bring to your mind. Now, as I mentioned also before, it's so important that we listen to what we're saying, to the words, and that... we take it in. And I've often said that the key theme is not always, but often in the hymn that is given at the beginning. I can remember some years ago, one of the brethren gave out, this is several years ago, maybe 25 or 30 years ago, that a brother got up and gave out, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And when he gave that out, I thought to myself, does this man know what he's doing? Giving out what a friend we have in Jesus, that we can take everything to God in prayer. It is not a time to be bringing up our problems and our burdens. And I thought, what a way to go. Well, I had something to learn because the other brethren there were in the Spirit of God. And that whole meeting was on Jesus, the friend. And it led to worship. How I praise God for that. Now, I didn't see that at first, but later I saw that. And so I've never had that hymn sung again, as I know, in the Lord's Supper, because, as I said, we're not concerned about our prayer requests and so forth. But that wasn't what this brother was looking at. He was looking at the fact that Jesus was a friend. Now, so when I was a teenager, going back a few years, I was concerned about what I was to do. So I got a hold of a concordance, and I looked up the word remember. What do you remember? Now, one of the things that you should remember is, as it says in Psalms 20 and verse 7, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord. We will remember the name of the Lord. Now, if we had time, which we don't have, but if we had time and we went around this room, we could give all kinds of names. And when you think of the Lord, like for instance, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Okay? You can look at Isaiah 9:6. And unto you a child is born, unto you a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and thou shalt call his name Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Look at the several names that you can just think of right in that verse. And as you think of the names of the Lord, you will find that your heart will be lifted up as to what those names mean, and you will begin to worship the Lord. Now, I have that verse also in Isaiah 26 and verse 8, I think it is, where it says, the desire of our souls is to the remembrance of thee and to thy name. Yes, that we might remember his name. And then there is that verse that most of us know in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 9 and 10, where it says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in earth and things under the earth. Yes, every knee is going to bow, and they will remember him. Oh, listen, there's so much in just thinking about the name of the Lord. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will praise the name of God with a song. I'll have to look up that verse, Psalm 69. Psalm 69 it is. I will praise the name of God with a song. 69 and verse 8, I believe it is. No, 69 and verse... I wrote it down here. Verse 30, it's at the end of the chapter, I think. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. Oh my, when we stop to think about praising the name of the Lord, yes, it will lead us in to worship. And so we have also in Isaiah 42:8, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another. He wants the praise. He wants the worship, and so we should remember his name. Now, I don't know how many here in this room remember, I don't know how many years ago it was, but what we did one year when we decorated the tree, we all brought names and put on the tree. How many remember that? Oh, there's a few that can remember back to then, all right? Now, I brought a name on that tree, and it really was a blessing to think of all the different names that people brought. The name that I brought was a nail. He shall be called the nail. And you know, you have that in Zechariah. We can just take a look at that if we want for a minute. I'm going to ask somebody to read because this lighting here just bothers me. Okay, Zechariah 10:4, if somebody will read that for me. And then I would like to have Isaiah chapter 22, verse 23 and 24. Isaiah 10:4. Will someone read that, please?
Out of him came forth the corner, out of him the nail, out of him the battle bow, out of him every oppressor together.
Yes, and as you look at that, what Zechariah is talking about, he is the nail that is speaking about. He is the cornerstone, as we have also where the Lord Jesus gets that. Who can read Isaiah chapter 22, verse 23 and 24?
Upon him all the glory of his power and power. The offspring and the offspring, all vessels of small quantity, the vessels of cups, even to all the vessels of flagons.
Now, that verse of scripture is first of all to the one Eliakim, but it is referring also to the Lord, where we'll fasten all things on him, who is the nail. Now, that's a great thing because, you know, you have that verse in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. What a great thing that we can hang everything. You know how we pound the nail into the wall and we hang things on it? We can hang it all on him. It's a tremendous thing just to think of his name, his title, and what he's been given. And as you think of all those things, it will lead your heart to worship. Now, another one is that we can remember his works. And it's in 1 Chronicles 16:12 where it says, remember his marvelous works that he has done and the judgments of his mouth. We remember his works. Now, when we remember the works of the Lord, first of all, most of us would think of his work on the cross. Yes, and that's what we're occupied with a bit. But it's not a funeral service that we're coming to, and therefore we are remembering his resurrection. And as we have in another portion, we remember his exaltation, as it says in Timothy. We remember that he's been exalted. Now, that's another remember, his exaltation. But we remember the fact of his works. Now, also, we can remember not only his works on the cross, but we can remember creation. What's another thing that we can remember about his works? Maybe you've never thought about his works. We can remember his miracles that he did, you know. Those are his works that he did. And as you remember those things, it brings you out to worship because great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his works are so tremendous, we remember his works. Now, I knew I wasn't going to get very far because I was only supposed to take 15 minutes tonight, and so I've taken my 15 minutes so we can go on with the business meeting, and since I'm speaking on a Sunday night, I'll continue on in this thought. But I want to share this with you because the fact is, if you've never looked up the word remember in the Word of God and what you're doing at the Lord's Supper, that is a good word to look up so that you can remember the different things that God has asked us in his word that we should remember about him. Tom, would you like to just close this part in prayer?